France has one of the largest Muslim and Jewish populations in Europe, and there has been a significant rise in the number of anti-Semitic acts around the world. In France, it's more than tripled recently. The U.S. ambassador to France, Charles Kushner, the father of the son-in-law to the president of the United States, Jared's father, he published an article, and I know you've read it, saying France is not dealing with anti-Semitism here in France. He said, not a day passes without Jews assaulted in the street, synagogues or schools defaced, or Jewish-owned businesses vandalized. Your own interior ministry reported anti-Semitic incidents even at preschools. Do you accept this criticism as genuine and valid?
Not at all. I think this is a mistake and an unacceptable statement for somebody who is supposed to be a diplomat. This
unacceptable statement.
Yes. Never a French ambassador will be allowed to do so. So either you are a person who wants to express freely, fine. If you are a diplomat, you have to follow the rule of diplomacy. And I'm not the one. This is you to pay the ambassador of the United States in France. But the taxpayer money is not properly used to finance this kind of statement. So this is not a speech, a letter, or a word of an ambassador. This is unacceptable. Now, the matter is much more important. And the matter about anti-Semitism is, for me, one of my top priority. I was the first president in France to adopt a definition of anti-Semitism, making it the equivalent of anti-Zionism. And I've always been very engaged against anti-Semitism. We've worked very hard during the past few years in order to precisely re-engage, have faster sanctions, and I never neglected this topic.